You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Very pleased to warmly welcome Alison Parade, Angus and Oscar to talk about their new single released yesterday, Sourdough. How's it going?
Hey, how are you? Thanks.
Yeah, good. Thank you for joining me all the way from Melbourne.
Yeah.
Rainy, cold Melbourne.
Yeah, rainy, cold, but yeah, as we were just discussing off air before, maybe not as cold as Dunedin.
But, no, we ain't got you. Yeah, we ain't got you there.
Nah, we'll count our blessings. anyway, congratulations on the new single, Sourdough, released May 16th, yesterday. How does it feel to have that track out into the universe?
Feels very good. We've had it stored up for a long while. So we recorded it about a year ago. True. We've been playing it for quite a while live. So it's good to finally have it up there and living its own life on Spotify and all that.
Yeah, out into the ether. I've listened to it a few times today, actually. Yeah, really solid track, as are some of your earlier releases too. With the title of the song, is there any relevance to Sourdough itself? Or can I get the story behind that from you guys?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's we're from WA originally, and we both moved from rural WA up to the city and both got jobs as 18-year-olds. Mm-hmm. I was working in hospitality, and I used to get free bread for doing my shifts. But I didn't really, I was pretty homesick. It wasn't that the job was terrible, but I was just missing home. Yeah. And so, yeah, Sourdough is about, there's no amount of free bread that I'll get from this job that will make me not miss home. Oh. So that was kind of, that's the story.
I like that. That's good. That's good. Yeah, because I was reading up on, like, the themes are sort of on navigating homesickness and, loneliness and transitional phases. Yeah, I understand you guys, so you've shifted recently Western Australia to the East Coast, is that right?
Yeah, we just moved from Perth to Melbourne. Yeah. Just Oscar and I are here for a minute, and then other bandmates are making their way.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty big move, but been enjoying it so far.
Cool.
And we moved a lot of music, and there's much more of it here, so we're pretty happy to be here.
Yeah, so how has it been navigating the new music scene over in Melbourne?
Feel a little bit like we don't know anyone, just starting from Perth's got a great scene. WA, there's a lot of really awesome people in the music scene there, and we made a lot of great friends, and kind of music, it's all about having connections to people and making friends with people, so it kind of does feel a little bit like starting from the ground again. Mm-hmm. To like form those connections, but we've scoped out a few gigs. We've got there's a few ex-WA people that are migrated over to Melbourne, so we've got a few friends.
Awesome.
We'll just like chip away at it and go to as many gigs as we possibly can. Yeah.
As you should. I've heard it's good in Melbourne, actually. A lot of people shifting.
There's a bit going around.
Yeah. Heard very good things. What has sort of the move meant for your music evolution, I guess? Or is it a bit too early to say?
Probably it's a bit early at the moment, but what it has done is we're pretty inspired. We're playing a lot of music and writing a lot of music. Yeah. So the whole time we've been here, we've mostly just been sort of making demos, which has been good, which is something we didn't do probably as much as we'd like to in Perth, given that we were playing a lot of gigs. So a little break from gigs has been pretty helpful for that side of things.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. I also noticed something that wasn't in your other tracks. Correct me if I'm wrong, but got a harmonica in Sourdough. Super fun. I feel like we don't hear enough from harmonicas. So what sort of inspired that? Was it the harmonica before the track, or you just happened?
Kind of always. I grew up, growing up, my old man was a massive Bob Dylan fan, and so I it was always going to happen that I became a massive Dylan fan. I would have been kicked out of the house if I didn't. So I always loved the harmonica. Kind of grew up busking in our hometown in Albany, and we played a lot more harmonica when we were just a two-piece before we made it to Perth. The folky Dylan inspiration. I love a bit of harmonica in there.
Yeah,
you can Andy Neil Young for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, sick. No, it's awesome. I love it in the track. I suppose with the new move, what can we expect? You guys mentioned demos. Any more music in the works, or just feeling it out?
We're hoping to, yeah. We've got a few sort of big shows locked in in the coming months. And, we're hoping to have an EP out by this year.
Sweet.
That is the plan. So, yeah, there is more music to come. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
We're locked away, slaving away, making songs.
Hanging up. Good on you guys. Well, the listeners, myself, appreciate it. So, Is there anything else you would like to say to the listeners here in Otipoti?
Not really. Just if you can, keep listening to the songs.
Oh, sure. I'll plug it. Don't worry.
Keep listening.
Lots of New Zealand.
We'll
come over one day.
You'd be more than welcome. Brace yourself for the cold, but we have sunshine at least. We have beautiful sunny days, so... But different to Melbourne.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me on air this evening. That was Angus and Oscar from Alison Parade. I've got their track Sourdough coming up right now. Hope you guys enjoy. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.